The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Monday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by DraftKings, live from Bar Canada at the D. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, producer number nine. So much more than a producer was hatting it.
Not much, but man, how you doing?
Doing very well. Great Monday, because it's the Monday right after the Masters. It's the Monday right after the NBA regular season ends. So we have NBA playoff series scheduled. NFL draft now ramping up for real now, finally. 2 weeks of this. It just feels like different from any other year. It feels like we had much more of a ramp up.
It is, but I put in one more bet on it yesterday.
I was going to say, I had two bets I'm going to make after the show today.
There you go.
Got another bets, a couple bets to make tomorrow. So it's going to definitely. And all I did was make more Wembanyama bets at the end of last week.
Good.
Because you know what? Because I think to myself, I'm like, what is my best use of my gambling dollar today? And it's still Wembanyama at 9-1.
Can't disagree. Yep. Can't disagree.
Let's talk about the Masters. I want to do a couple PSAs here in the
Beast and Straw Poll later in the show on that.
Beast and Straw Poll on Straw Poll on NBA Awards. Yeah. You and Dustin did this?
We put this together. We had, I believe it is 10 total on-air personalities here at VSiN, where we asked to give their 1 through 5 on MVP.
Yeah.
And then give us the winner for the rest of the award. So we'll go over those later in the show.
I see that I was a Michael Wilbon outlier on one of them, I see. Okay, we'll get into that. Just a couple PSAs here to start the show, because it harkens back to a couple things we were talking about last week, and I think it's worth emphasizing again. One is, how about Scottie Scheffler in the Masters?
Ugh.
A four-stroke win for Scottie, world number one. Four-stroke win, 11 under for the tournament. Four-stroke win over Ludvig Åberg, a debutante who finished second. So apparently you can't win it, but you can finish second. Tommy Fleetwood and Max Homa among those who were seven back behind Scheffler. I just want to say this again, you know, because you saw a lot of people. I didn't see a lot of you, but I saw a couple people on Twitter was like, I told you about Scottie Scheffler. I'm like, really? So
People are so funny.
Literally, like when Brady was still here, right? I remember like more than 2 years ago, I remember saying to him on a numbers game, saying like, my line was, Scottie Scheffler is built different. This guy's different. Like, I think, and I said, every time he enters a tournament, you should probably consider betting on him in every single tournament that he enters. But I don't say that to say, hey, look at, you know, I bet him aggressively in this tournament.
Yeah, you did.
I came in Friday. I said, you know, when he got to 3 under on Thursday, I'm like, plus 240. I can't wait any longer. This tournament's over.
Well, and then you added him on Friday.
Added him a couple times over the weekend. But all that did, Kelly, though, and here's the first PSA. I say that not to say, hey, look, I bet Scottie Scheffler, big deal. I say that to say, if it weren't for someone as unbelievable as Scottie Scheffler, what did I talk about? The biggest leaks in sports betting is often golf, and specifically golf outrights. If this was John Rahm or Rory McIlroy level, or pick your other great golfer that isn't Scottie Scheffler, this probably doesn't work out, and it probably ends up being a massive loss. But because it's Scheffler, he makes up for all of your other crappy bets, and you end up getting a profit. Not a huge profit, but you end up making up for the rest of your horrible, potentially awful golf losses.
Yes.
And so that's, to me, that again is the PSA of golf betting. If you're new or newish, not everyone is a Wes Reynolds type. Most of us are mere mortals betting golf. And so that's just how unbelievable he is. And by the way, let me just say this, from Thursday night to yesterday through 8 holes, this was the most slow-moving leaderboard I think I ever remember in any tournament. And it was exemplified by a couple things. One, Max Homa went 33 holes without a birdie and was still only 2 shots back.
Yep.
And the other part was, in the betting market, in the live betting market, the reason you were able to continue to bet Scottie Scheffler at your leisure, quite frankly, was because the only time he drifted out of this little pocket between short plus money and short minus money, Jack Larkin at Sport Trade reminded me of this. He got, like, I think Saturday afternoon at one point, he was 3-1 or 4-1 offshore, but 3-1 in legal markets. But that was the only blip out of it, mm-hmm. where you had a chance to really, you know, have them at a great number.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to go back to yours. I mean, just, you know, Masters betting, I think you put it perfectly with Scheffler, the type of guy that you can feel confident, right, doing stuff like that. And I bet it a little bit different way. I mean, in full transparency, I got my teeth kicked in on the Masters. It was ugly all around except for a couple of my bigger bets getting home. That was nice. But, like, I wouldn't even count this as part of my Masters betting, but it was Saturday night. And we don't often do this. We don't often talk about this, but certain times there are parlays, I think, that can make sense when you talk about guys that you're that confident in. And it started for me with Pereira on the UFC card on Saturday night.
Shout out to Jordan Sherwood, who had himself a night.
Yeah, he had a night. Jordan and Lou were both on Pereira. Yep. I tied him in with Scotty Scheffler and then a few NBA sides yesterday that really I don't often do stuff like that, but was pretty confident in the NBA sides, confident in Scotty Scheffler, confident in Pereira. So that was a nice little 8.5 to 1, you know, parlay that hit. But like you're talking about, how many guys are you confident enough to sink any kind of money in and actually expect them to get home? Yeah, Scottie Scheffler, few and far between. I mean, I thought this was interesting, too. Yes, Max Homa, Colin Morikawa are great golfers. Nobody thought they were going to be around at the end. I mean, you're talking about the top of the odds board. So nobody really giving Scottie a challenge.
This is the best stretch of golf. And I think I speak for many when I say this. It's the best stretch of golf from any golfer outside of Tiger Woods that I think I've seen in my lifetime. I feel pretty confident in saying that.
Yeah.
Right? Jack Nicklaus had won half of his majors by the year 1971. He had won two-thirds of them by the year 1973. So none of us were really cognizant of what was going on then. But in our lifetime, this is outside of Tiger the best. Now, our friend Matt Brown, your co-host at on Long Shots, He says Scotty's the GOAT, given the competition, which I push back a little on because I'm like, well, it's not Tiger's fault. And he was clear to say, well, I'm not taking away from Tiger. But that's even bolder, right, for him to say that. He's got Scheffler as the GOAT.
Yeah, I'll check in with him on that again tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'll say it's the best stretch of golf from anybody outside of Tiger in our lifetime. And it was a tournament through 8 yesterday, and it was the 9th hole that turned it all around. Scheffler with a shot that I don't know how it didn't go in on the approach shot. He ends up birdieing 9 while Colin Morikawa double bogeys it. And of the contenders, and I think you were making this point, the one guy that if you had Scheffler bets that you were really scared of was Morikawa, because he had shown his mettle in previous majors, multiple majors, two of them, two-time major winner already is the Bay Area native. So he was the guy you were worried about. And Oberg, as great as he was playing, you know, he did go into the drink, mm-hmm. which kind of sealed his deal, even though he was steady as she goes thereafter. Max Homa, as great as he was,
just couldn't make that next step.
The anti-Semitic bounce at the 12th hole, as I like to call it, off the green. We took care of our little Max Homa problem, if you know what I mean. He's like, activate the trampoline springs.
That's 12. Some of those greens.
How that
so
ball
weird.
Bounced into the bushes
out
like that.
Wild. and that's always, 12 is always, it's forever been the, I'm going to bail out long and left, yeah. right? Take the water out of play. You just never see that. Usually it rolls up into the, straw there, and it rolls back down a little bit, and he just caught an unlucky break there. You're talking about 8 golfers that finished under par for this tournament, though. Scottie Scheffler finished 11 under.
Yeah.
Gil, he didn't even, like, the parts of his game that he kills in, his approach game was meh for the week. It was average.
Yeah.
But, like, this is a week where, like, oh, but then he putted average. And what do we always say? If the guy just putted average.
This wouldn't even be a sport at that point.
It wouldn't be a sport. And this is what you get when that happens.
Yeah. By the way, it should be said the opposite. He did kind of scuffle those first 8 holes yesterday.
Yeah.
He was making saves. And if Morikawa's putter was on, that might have been a different ending yesterday. But it wasn't. And Morikawa couldn't take the lead. And so that back 9 was about the, you know, there's always moments, right? But in terms of, we always say nothing's easy in betting, it was about as unsweaty a sweat as you'll ever have.
Yeah. And I'll bring it back to Thursday, Friday, too. When weather was an issue, you and I were texting about this. I don't know if we really talked about it on air on Friday. But, like, when the weather was the issue, there were so many golfers that you were just looking at. It just getting, the course was just wrecking. And you could see it on their face. You could see it with every shot. And then there's Scottie Scheffler. I'm just going to take my pars. Pars are fine. I'll put myself up there when I can. And it just, it vaulted him into the weekend where he was able to take this.
So here's the question. The next major is the PGA. Remember, last few years, the golf major schedules changed where the PGA is second. But as we have talked about many times, his wife, and by the way, shout out to Mrs. Scheffler for holding it together. I believe that's a medical term, ladies and gentlemen, holding it together so that didn't come into play. But because he will be a new father, does it give you pause to bet Scottie Scheffler in the PGA? In other words, his mind will be elsewhere?
No.
Or are you like, no, just bet?
I mean, I know Wes brings it up all the time. There's the opposite thinking with that kind of stuff.
You are so euphoric.
Yeah, exactly. That you ride that high, I guess, if you will. Yeah. But the, it's Scottie Scheffler. I don't know what could make a difference. The guy would have to, lose an arm or something for it to make a difference.
And he's also like the most, he's just the most reluctant champion. If you listen to him afterwards.
I mean, if you want to go full sports talk radio, is it good or bad for the PGA Tour that Scottie Scheffler makes this look so easy and so boring? I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know about the look, but I'm talking about like the post-tournament interviews where he's like, I just don't want to be here.
Right.
Kind of attitude.
It's meh, whatever.
Yeah, that part is not good. That part is not good for the tour. But the play, I mean, come on. It's great when there's a great
golfer. It's incredible.
Golfer. Yeah. Congratulations to all who had Scottie Scheffler. But there's your golf PSA. I will have an NBA PSA because we talked about betting the last day of the regular season. We'll talk about that coming up. First, though, baseball with Borchardt next. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Start your morning with a daily dose of winning strategies, insider tips, and the latest buzz with the free VSiN Daily Newsletter. In today's newsletter, all about the Masters, expert picks and analysis, betting strategies with the NBA playoffs on top of us. Play in first, of course, tomorrow night and Wednesday night, then the playoffs. Playoffs? Latest odds and trends, links to VSiN's top reads, latest podcasts, is all at VSiN.com/newsletter. That's all you need to subscribe. VSiN.com/newsletter. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin live from Bar Canada at the D. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I just wanted to read this because we're going to have to put the Hootie Johnson imitation to bed for a year now. So, you know, apologies on that, but it goes by the wayside. This was from... I mean,
there might be other reasons to use it in the future.
Maybe. Activate the trampoline springs on 12. Trip Tepper, hat tip to you, Gil. You mentioned trying to identify betting leaks. I found a leak. Betting golf major outrights weeks or months in advance of the event. Bets placed this week, plus 21.88 units. Bets placed well in advance, minus 10.6 units. Sometimes it works out that way. Bob Heening, it's been 3 days of me pronouncing the word tournament like Hootie Johnson. Thanks. And then we had one about lifting weights. Somebody was lifting weights, and he heard some Hootie. Almost dropped the weight on himself. We'll get into that. More tweets coming up later on the show, but we have so much to talk about. Let's start with some baseball. Mark Borchardt joins us from an undisclosed location somewhere in the desert. You can follow him at BaseWinner, BaseWinner.com. What's happening, Mark? Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line.
I'm doing good, Gil. I'm really enjoying this season. I love the first to 10 wins. I like the pace of play. It seems like I wasn't able to do a check on this, but it seems like the games are shorter than they were last year. And as a traditionalist, I would, you know, my first guess is, well, don't change the game, but not the pitch clock. But I think it's really helped out. I think it's really made the game easier to watch and bet. To be perfectly upfront, it's easier to bet on because your bets are resolved quicker, Gil. You don't have to go through as much of a sweat. You know, go to sleep and you don't know what the result is here on the West Coast.
Well, you know? I do think you've hit on a bit of a conundrum, which is, you know, baseball purists would rather no rule ever get changed. Whereas if you're trying to bring people into the tent, you got to make some of these moves. The pitch clock is one I think that was universally generally liked by all. Now you have these, you know, people drawing the line from pitch clock to pitcher arm problems. And it probably is in the mix of of reasons that you can attribute. It's not the only one. But that's baseball's conundrum, right? It's like you can't, you're never going to please everybody. And in a sport where now networks are drifting away, and we just went through them last week, ESPN's contract ends after this year. You know, you really do wonder, is this going to be a sport that goes by the way of, you know, the same way that horse racing and boxing did, which were big sports when we were kids. And I want to bring up one other point, which is umpiring. So here you have this sport that has all these other inherent problems, and the very officiating of the sport might be the biggest blight on it as, you know, as anything. And let me just go to the Guardians. By the way, we had a bad weekend with the, if you had the Guardians bet, trying to win two of three, trying to win that series against the Yankees. They only ended up winning one of three, so lost the series 2-1, and they did it with dramatic comeback yesterday, which keeps our bet, our March-April bet alive. Right now, the Yankees have 12 wins, the Pirates and Dodgers have 11, and the Guardians, Brewers, and Royals each have 10. Brewers 10-4, Guardians 10-5, Royals 10-6. So it's a very, it's still very knotted up with that win yesterday, but the series really came down to who won it or didn't. To the very first game, there was a doubleheader on Saturday because weather postponed the Friday game. So the first game on Saturday, bottom of the ninth, great at-bat by Esteban Florial. He's holding his bat on his shoulder. He wants to swing so badly, but there's these pitches that keep coming in low and inside. They're clearly off the plate. And he works an 0-2 count to 3-2. Same pitch, low and inside, way off the plate, rung up. Strike three, out number two, and the Guardians end up losing to the Yankees. Now, let me just be fair. There was a game earlier in the year where the Guardians were playing the Twins at Target, and there were 11 missed calls graded by the umpire, 10 of which went against the Twins. How do you fix this, Mark? Is this ever going to change?
Well, I certainly hope so, Gil. And they have the tech that I think what's aggravating to me is, like, even like when we start doing the show, like, I don't know, 100 years ago, it seems like. But when we started doing it, the technology hadn't really evolved to that point where they could do it. But now they have it. They need to institute it, because you brought up a specific example, but you could bring up an example in every game.
Every
game.
I mean, it happens every game. Right. Yeah.
So you know, I think it's fairly simple. You know, you see the you're a tennis guy. You see him in tennis. They challenge. They get a ruling. And they move on. And so give him three challenges, and that's that. And I don't know why it's so hard. You know, I really don't. I don't understand. I think the umpires would say, yeah. I mean, I don't want my call. Most of them, except for Angel Hernandez. But I think most of them would say, yeah, I don't want to miss a call. It's hard to umpire. I umpired when I was in college. It's really tough. You miss calls. And those guys are professional for the most part. And I think they would agree that having a challenge systems would be a good idea, Gil.
We got to get over this umpire lobby, really, for the sake of the sport. My God. Okay, we have baseball beginning in just over a half hour. It is Patriots Day in Boston. It is a yearly tradition, of course, annual tradition in Boston. They're running the Boston Marathon right now. And then the Red Sox play at 11 a.m. Eastern. It happens to be against the Guardians this morning. Do you have any play in this game?
I like, you're not going to like this. I like Boston. I think this Cutter Crawford, he's one of the most interesting guys to me in the game, because he doesn't lead with his cutter, but he uses a high percentage of pitches with a cutter. His name is Cutter. And I think he's really shown that he's got some ability in Major League Baseball.
And I think we lost Mark Borchardt.
79th percentile, hard hit per 99. 90th percentile. And, you know, so I've got the same price, minus 170, Gil. I'm going to go with Boston here in this game.
Okay. Because our connection is a little janky, let's get the rest of your picks today.
Yeah, I like the two-team parlay with the Dodgers and the Rays. I've got those at plus 113. Glasnow, I think, is going to come into his own. And it's priced in the market at minus 333, a big price, but I think it should be priced more. I think it should be minus 435. And then the Rays I've got priced at minus 280. So I think that's a good opportunity to put teams in a parlay, get plus money. And the other team that I like, Gil, is Minnesota today. I've got Minnesota at plus 140 as a dog.
Minnesota plus 140 as a dog. That's another straight bet for you, Minnesota?
That's a straight bet. You know, Minnesota's an interesting team, because if you look, I do an expected standings on my website, and if you look at their weighted runs created plus, They are third worst in baseball, only in front of the White Sox and the Marlins at 78 weighted runs created plus. But their xFIP minus is towards the top. They are third in xFIP minus. So it's a really weird situation. I think their bats are going to wake up a little bit. You know, the one stat that I thought was interesting looking at relief pitching, K minus BB, was the Twins. And they're kind of been disappointing, admittedly, because I have them to win the AL Central, and they're look, you know, in the standings, they look bad. But if you look at this K minus BB for the relief, they are number one in baseball. And I think that's a scary stat if you're betting Cleveland or Chicago or whoever you're betting in that division, because Duran's on, he's on the injured list, and he's arguably the best closer in baseball. So their bullpen's really performed well so far. So I'd like them getting plus 140 today, Gil.
All right, Twinkies plus 140 at Orioles Park at Camden Yards later today. Had you, we only have a couple minutes here, Mark, actually 90 seconds. Any awards that you've either bet into here, or is there someone you've got your eye on that you are thinking about betting in any award market?
Yeah, I'm really pumped up about Freddy Peralta. He's been tremendous. He's got the best base winner ERA outside of Shane Bieber, and Shane Bieber's, not pitching anymore, but 1.66 base winner ERA. He's got great control. He's got great strikeout percentage. And for me, that's a guy that I don't know what he is in the market right now, but if he pitches like this, he's going to win it, Gil.
8-1 on Freddy Peralta. Is that long enough for you?
Book it, man. Yeah, I think that's a good price. This guy, he's shown really no flaws to date.
Okay.
And what the other thing too is the Brewers are kind of a feel good story, right? And so I think that kind of plays into the market subjectively, if you will.
Yeah. Since you bring that up, let's, because we talked about the teams that had the most wins. If I take the Dodgers and Yankees out, because those are too easy, of the remaining teams that were either with 11 or 10 wins, so we're talking Pirates, Guardians, Royals and Brewers, which is the most sustainable?
I think the Brewers. I'm by my numbers, because I'm really high on the Brewers. You look at their implied win percentage; it's best in baseball right now, 663. They're pitching good, they're fielding good, they're hitting good. All those things are nice, and I like them long term as well, Gil.
All right, Mark, appreciate it, man. Mark Borchard at Base Winner, basewinner.com, and of course, BetUS is BetUS show each and every day. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Gil.
Mark Borchardt, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. We'll come back. NBA playoff series. We'll start with the East. We'll go to the West. And your final day PSA as well in the NBA. That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
For a limited time, we're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up at VSiN.com/splits. The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes. You can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to claim your free 2-week access to VSiN's betting splits. Don't strike out on potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits.
Split bets!
Start making smarter bets today. It's very angry split bets.
There's nobody in here today.
That's right.
let one fly.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Yo, Worthy 311. Hey, does SGA have a chance to win MVP since they're the one seed? Make a case and one more push for Wemby, Defensive Player of the Year. I got him at 50-1. We'll get to the SGA and Wemby talk when we do our straw poll results that Kelly and Dustin did.
We should.
Should
have a chance.
Oh, he should have a chance. Yeah, I don't think so. D-Gen Southern Gent. I keep hearing people say, with all the injuries popping up, stay away from betting Cy Young futures, but I hear that, and it just makes me want to bet long shots off to a hot start. It feels like a war of attrition at this point. Your thoughts? Yeah, that's a strategy, for sure. Got a better shot at it in a year where people are falling left and right, that's for sure. Got to have real conviction on someone, though, obviously. Las Vegas 514. Yo, someone said the next best thing to gambling and winning is gambling and losing. I had the decision, even money in the Gagey Holloway fight. Worst bad beat ever.
Wait, say again. He had decision?
He had a decision.
Oh, no! It's no!
You called it not only the worst beat you've seen in fighting, but the worst beat you've ever seen.
I did not say that. It was a really bad beat if you had Holloway by decision.
Horrible.
I can't believe, I know you were watching. I can't believe you missed. That was the best part. That was maybe the best part of the weekend.
Well, no, I didn't know there was 2 seconds left in the fight when he did it.
Yeah, yeah. So Holloway had it won. Okay,
I saw the stats. He was killing.
He was killing Gaethje. Yeah. He broke his nose, poked his eyes. The guy couldn't see, couldn't breathe, nothing. He was beating the crap out of him.
Cut to the middle.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in sports. I'm sorry. I know. This is where Matt Brown was all over the place this weekend. He said, everybody calm down. It wasn't even one of the best finishes in UFC. And then he said, Scottie Scheffler might be better than Tiger Woods. I don't really know. Yeah, that dude was on one this weekend.
And then he said to me, I've been really into this for 35 years, Gil. I'm like, I think I got you beat there, Matt.
Holloway has this thing in the bag, Gil.
Yeah.
But it's the BMF title. You don't go to the cards, right?
That's right.
So he's up. He would have won this going away. There's like 12 seconds left on the clock. He goes to the middle of the dang octagon and says, meet me right here, Gaethje. Come right here. Goes in. They just start trading wildly. And Holloway connects. Gaethje goes down. I didn't know if the guy was going to get back up. It was scary, man. It was best moment of the weekend.
Sorry about that, Las Vegas 514. 2 seconds left?
That was brutal. All I could think immediately was that was one of the coolest endings I've ever seen in a UFC fight. And then God bless anybody that on Holloway by decision.
Mikey Stacks has a Kelly Bidlin rap song. Kelly Bidlin, way better than fair to Midland. This man is so skilled, fading the public, it's like he's fiddling. Producer number 9 always shows up on time. It's a WPGC hit. It's a little DMV knowledge right there. D-Mill 3219, wow. Any comments on Borchard's new hairdo? That's a good point. By the way, there's tons of tweets we got to get to, but we got to get to the NBA. I just want to say my PSA.
Was that actually new?
Or it was spiky is what it was. Okay. I noticed it too.
I thought it was maybe the lighting or location or something.
I was like, I don't know if I should say anything. Okay, real quick, because we talked about this last week with the last day of the NBA season. There were opportunities Friday, as it turned out, and I hate myself for not exploiting them. But yesterday was one of these days where it's like you tried to figure out Saturday when you went through, okay, who needs to do what? Who might have some motivation? And there was a couple theories out there that I saw. Someone was like, oh, Memphis money line against Denver because Denver could decide to strategically dump the game if Minnesota's beating Phoenix. I'm like, nah, it's not going to happen.
They were weird with their injury report. Yeah,
I was like, okay.
Denver had a bunch of people listed questionable for a long time.
The bigger one was everyone was like, oh, Magic money line minus 190 against Milwaukee because Milwaukee will be heavily incentivized to lose because then it would likely ensure them a matchup with Orlando in a 4-5, which is obviously the softest in theory of the potential draws. Also, Orlando's highly motivated to win because they could fall all the way to 8 if they lost. There's all these theories about that.
Well, yeah, Orlando was highly motivated. Why would Milwaukee want to lose?
Well, because if the theory was if they could end up with a 4-5 against Orlando if they lose that game. So I immediately said, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. First of all, that's not the question asked is, first of all, 4-5 would mean that you'd have to play the Celtics in the second round. So maybe you don't like it from that perspective. The other one is there's a scenario where Philly gets to 6. So you going to 2, you'd be avoiding Philly anyway. Why would you bother?
Yeah. And you want to keep like Will was texting me about this, but I think you want to keep the Celtics as far away as possible.
Yeah, I didn't buy into any of that. So I was like, I'm not doing anything. What we never anticipated was that Cleveland, the only really interesting thing that happened yesterday was the Cavaliers kind of tanked it at the end.
Yeah.
So the Cavaliers,
they should be in NBA jail.
They are in NBA jail because all they needed to know was Milwaukee losing. And when they saw Milwaukee was losing, they didn't have to worry about anything else. At that point, they're like, okay. So they ended up in crunch time, quote unquote, against the Hornets. They played Bates, Mobley, not the right Mobley, Thompson, Jones, and Nance against like a 2 G Leaguer Hornets team and lost.
Yeah.
And that ensured them the matchup with the Magic. So they were the team that actually ended up tanking, if you will. And I'm just the PSA again is because we brought this up last week is you can't figure this stuff out.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that was the only one of the.
There's the only one.
That was the only one of besides of the brain dead money line parlays that you could have put in. That was the only big favorite that lost.
Right, but that'll kill your parlays.
Yeah.
And by the way, the parlays, even if you put 6 of them in, like it was only like a 1-to-1 payout anyway.
Oh,
so
sure,
it wasn't
sure, yeah.
worth the risk of one of these teams doing that, and that's what happened.
So I did a couple of them. I didn't include the Cavs because I think the Cavs with Mitchell out, I think they were kind of signaling.
So you dodged it.
Kind of signaling a little bit. You're right, I dodged it, but it is. But your
PSA stands.
The PSA stands because you couldn't go super heavy when I was laying like minus 130 on like a 5-team parlay.
East, play in real quick before the playoffs. Any shot or any play that you like in either of the 2 play-in games?
Yeah, I'm going to guess you can guess the bet that I made already in the Eastern Conference?
I'm gonna guess it right now. The guess is that you, sir, by the way, the East is the second day. The East is on Wednesday, not tomorrow. You took the Hawks plus the points.
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I would lean that way.
Oh, then you took the Heats, but Heat plus.
No, I did not.
Oh, those are your teams.
The Sixers. I laid it against the Heat.
New Kelly Bidlin.
Yeah, it is. I laid it with the Sixers. I mean, this is kind of big question mark with Joel Embiid. I played three of these play-in games already. I'm just double-checking that. I played two of them. Then I played one of the first-round games. They're all light for me, though. I think these play-in matchups are pretty interesting. I laid 4.5. I said anything below 5, I was going to lay with the Sixers. But, you know, it can't go too heavy with that because you're kind of a little questionable on what Joel Embiid's true health status is or how, you know, he's looked great since he got back from injury. But then he got banged up on Friday night, didn't play in that game yesterday. So you're a little bit questionable. You have to be on where he's at. But I laid 4.5 with that one. I would lean Atlanta with the other one, but that game is so gross. Neither one of those teams deserve to even be in the playoffs. I don't have much on that one.
Okay, let's get to the series real quick. Obviously, two of them are not determined yet, but of the two that are determined, you have the four. Let's start with the 4-5 that we just talked about between the Cavaliers and the Magic.
Yeah. As gross as it gets. That's going to be one of the lowest.
The opposite of the Western Conference is what this series is.
As we warned last week, right? This could be one of the worst Eastern. Actually, I think things shook out pretty well for the Eastern Conference playoff skill. So it didn't hit the point of,
as it could have gotten.
Right. Yeah. Because first round, you could have like Celtics Heat and you could have Knicks 76ers after the play-in, right? But Magic's Cavs. I don't have much on this from a desire to watch or a betting perspective.
Cavs, by the way, -195 on the series price. The Magic +165 at DraftKings.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell just still has not looked exactly like the same player since he's returned from injury. I think the Magic are scrappy enough to make this a series. I just don't see. I would need more than +165 to jump on board with them, though. There's a lot. It's going to be an interesting series. A lot of pressure on Jamal Mosley, who had a great regular season to coach this team. You got the bigs on the Cavs. You got a great player in Donovan Mitchell, but Orlando's got Suggs. They've got the perimeter defenders to give Donovan Mitchell a problem. I think it's going to come down big time to what Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner can do on the offensive side of the ball to keep. They got to score. The Magic got to score to keep up with this.
And then, pardon me, the 3-6 is the Bucks and the Pacers. The Pacers, I don't want to say owned the Bucks, but they got the best of them, most famously in the play-in tournament. Not the play-in tournament, but the in-season tournament, I should say. But they won 3 out of 4 from the Bucks, and now we have a report on Giannis from Shams, where he's saying it's not a done deal that Giannis is playing in game one here.
Yeah, what was the in real doubt. His status is in real doubt for game one.
Bucks are -245 in the series, Pacers +195. Remember, these are best of sevens. It's the opposite of the baseball problem. It's too many games for these first rounders.
I mean, this one's going to be exciting to watch. I hope Giannis is back. I hope Giannis is back and healthy for this playoff run, so at least we get some entertaining playoffs, because I think the Bucks can do that if Giannis is healthy. I can't bet this, though, without knowing Giannis. If you want to go on the Pacers, I think you could make a solid case. They have been playing better recently, but they're still not that same team we saw in November, December.
I'm glad we can find the East to the small pockets.
I got a lot more to say about the West.
Yeah. West a lot more interesting. We'll come back, a little hockey break with Jay Kahn and more basketball. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSiN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. Truly best listeners in the game, Kelly. Joe C714. Hey, Gil, we've had a Hawkeye in tennis for years. Can't they implement something like that in baseball and be very accurate? Yes, they can.
That's the actual name of it?
Hawkeye, yeah.
Hawkeye
changed tennis forever, Kelly. Like, you remember McEnroe?
Yeah.
All that stuff, and Nastasi and Connors.
I didn't know there was a name, Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yeah.
I like that. Is that what the bees were attacking?
It just made the sport so much... Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Is that what the bees were attacking in Indian Wells? Was it the Hawkeye system?
I think they were attacking humans as well. I don't know what they were attacking, but they were attacking. Bruce Dobigan, friend is working on ABS system in MLB. He says the challenge system is the last hurdle, but thinks it's a go next year. Okay. Steven Vegas, we've seen this type of dominance in golf once before, learning from history. The only thing that can stop Scheffler right now would be a Perkins waitress, an adult star, a poorly placed tree, and a baseball bat on Thanksgiving. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Okay. Really, I should probably vet these before I read them. Ben McGovern went to a Las Vegas Aviators game this weekend and saw the new replay system for balls and strikes. It works exactly like the tennis system. It worked great, and it should be at the MLB level ASAP. Holy Buckeye. In 1974, yeah, I'm old, Johnny Miller won 8 times, completely dominated. So there you go. There's a comp for Scheffler besides Tiger. Johnny Miller in 1974.
I mean, yeah, I hear that Jack Nicklaus fellow was pretty good, too.
Mark Descartes, I found my leak, Gilly, and it is me.
Hey, man, at least he
admits it. That's right.
You got to be honest with yourself.
Jack Larkin from Sportrade is showing me the graph of Scotty's in-game, and it did get at one point, it got to 4-1 for a blip on Saturday. But that was it. Other than that, it was right around even money, plus and minus, for most of that tournament. Bill Hooker, I assume there's a mandatory retirement age for MLB umpires. Why wouldn't MLB tell the union, we're paying Angel Hernandez full salary until age whatever, plus a go-away bonus, and he's done? A lot of Angel Hernandez tweets, by the way. Good friend Shillionaire. Good morning, guys. Random thought here. I have 2 young boys with my wife, so my wife and I will be covered when our kids are old enough. However, what do people without children do when their cell phones with their cell phones when they become janky? You laughed over the punchline.
Sorry, I was reading it.
What do people do with their cell phones when they become janky? It's a technical term. I
brought that up 24 hours after I first saw that commercial. I saw all it took me was seeing it 4 times before I was like, this is the most annoying thing I've ever seen.
That's great. And finally, there's plenty more, but I want to get to Jake. Jonathan Littemeyer, were you at Proper Eats at Aria Saturday morning, Gil? I was sitting near the bar working on my baseball model for the day, and you or someone with your glasses and haircut walked by. I enjoy the show and podcast, and I appreciate the baseball talk in the spring. I'm there a lot, but I was not there Saturday morning. So that's interesting.
He had one of his stunt doubles.
That's right. That's what I do. Yep. I was like, go to Aria and fake him out. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this, but with basketball in playoff mode here, or play-in mode more accurately, and then playoff mode, hockey is doing the same. Biters. NHL has a few more days left in the regular season. We do have one playoff series established, though. Jake Hahn joins us now to discuss not only that, but a full day of hockey. Today, he's the co-host of the Point Fantasy Hockey Show on Sirius XM NHL. You can follow him on Twitter at jhahn4, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. What's happening, Jake?
Yeah, happy playoff week, guys. I would say as somebody that loves golf so much, I know Kelly's in the same boat as well. I get a little bit of a post-Masters depression when the tournament's over. You put so much into it, then it ends. You wake up on Monday, you got to go back to work. But I think the best cure for that is, for me, Stanley Cup playoffs, which start on Saturday. I know you guys are more of an NBA guys, but hey, I love the NBA playoffs as well. So a great cure for me to wake up today and know that that's on the slate this week.
Only golf question, did you have Scheffler or not?
I didn't, but I used the fact that I figured he was going to win. I mean, I guess I could just bet the guy at his number at the end of the day, but I didn't do as many outrights for the Masters this year, just with the whole Scotty factor, and went with more of a placings angle, and actually did quite well with the placing. So, hey, congrats to anybody that, backed up the Brinks truck and put a big number down on Scotty. The guy is unbelievable. I do have quick thoughts on RBC Heritage. I know we're a few days away. Maybe people are too banged over the head with golf, but we do feel like Scheffler probably withdraws from this tournament. Right, yes. Kelly? I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but to maybe jump in on some numbers that you like now before that happens. Cam Davis, Tom Kim, Harris English, maybe Shane Lowry, a few names that stand out to me that if you want to race to try to grab a big number before Scotty withdraws.
It's a great point. I was literally just checking last break to see who had odds posted in town because, yes, Scheffler will be at the top of the board. I would think so. I would think so, Jake, but I don't know. It's Scotty Scheffler.
Come for the hockey, stay for the golf.
That's right.
Jake Hahn, everybody. Well done. Okay, before we get to tonight's games, What about this one? We do have one playoff series that is established. It is in the Western Conference. Nothing can change regarding Winnipeg and Colorado because they're going to be 2-3 in the Central Division. Colorado, a slight, was it, minus 135 favorite on the series price at DraftKings. You like anything there?
Yeah, and there's still home ice advantage technically to be decided in this matchup. And I will say there's certain matchups where, okay, yeah, of course you always want home ice advantage, but I think it matters more in other situations. And in this one, to me, it really does. Home ice advantage is going to be crucial this week for these teams trying to lock it up. Now, Winnipeg has the inside track here. They just basically have to take care of their business and it would be theirs. But to keep that extra home game away from Colorado, who is fantastic at Ball Arena, you don't want to go to altitude if you don't have to. So if you can avoid that, if you're Winnipeg, I think that gives them a bit of an edge in this series. And Colorado's backing into the playoffs a little bit here, guys. We know what they're capable of. We know their high-end talent, but they may have a little bit of a depth issue when they go up against a deeper team like a Winnipeg or a Dallas if they do make it through this series and have to face the Stars in the second round. That looks like maybe the deepest team in the entire National Hockey League. So I think in terms of a long-term look on Colorado, I'm a little bit worried about their depth going into this these playoffs. And right now I'd have to lean towards Winnipeg just with that plus money price and the fact that it looks like they should have home ice advantage.
Yeah, no, that's the whole point of it right there. So again, for those who have the inkling to bet Colorado, do not until you certainly know home ice. And even then it's probably accurately priced. Right now, Winnipeg is Jake's thought at plus 115, knowing that they quite possibly and maybe probably will have the home ice in that series. Okay, tonight, I don't know if it's a full slate, but it is a hefty slate of hockey. Again, only 4 days left in the regular season before the playoffs begin. What do you like today, Jake?
Well, we still have some teams battling for those playoff spots, right? The Islanders have a shot to lock up a spot tonight in New Jersey against the Devils. So you do have to lay chalk on the road with the Islanders, but I mean, all the motivation is there for them. And that can be tricky. You guys know that this time of year in really any sport where you get one team that's playing for everything, that, you know, playoff spot on the line, you get another team that season is over in New Jersey that does have some high-end talent. Those can be dangerous teams sometimes where you're just playing loose and you don't have any sort of pressure. I still do trust the Islanders to get this done on the road, though. So I'll lay the slight favorite price there with the Islanders. Similar situation in Pittsburgh tonight as well. Penguins, they can't lock up a spot tonight, but it's an absolute must-win at this time of the year for the Penguins if they have any shot of making the playoffs. They get a Nashville team that's now clinched their playoff spot. They are fighting for seeding, first wild card, second wild card, which should matter. You get a bit of an easier matchup in that first wild card, but Pens, everything to play for. Again, short favorite. I like the Penguins to get it done with the motivation angle tonight.
Okay. In our final 90 seconds, if someone's landing on hockey right now, Jake, and you know someone is, if they said, okay, I want to make either a bet to win the Stanley Cup or I want to make a bet to win the East or the West, what is your favorite bet? Give me two. The bet that you would absolutely make if you could only make one, or give me the top two if you could add in a long shot value play as well.
I think the best value on the board now, guys, it's fluctuated a lot this year. It's actually been fascinating to follow. I don't know how many different teams have been the favorite at one point this year. I think it's Carolina right now. As we stand, they're on a 5-game win streak and looking pretty good, but it keeps moving. It keeps flip-flopping back and forth. I think the best value, and I'm seeing this team down around 25-1 in some places right now, is actually the Tampa Bay Lightning, a team that won 11 straight playoff rounds just a couple of years ago. I like Tampa Bay at that number. I think the Atlantic Division side of the bracket is wide open. In terms of the teams under 10-1, I do like the New York Rangers. Carolina's getting a lot of love for good reason, but the Rangers with a win tonight, and I think they get it against the Ottawa Senators, they get home ice advantage throughout the playoffs. They win the President's Trophy, and you're getting them around 9. Maybe if you can find a 10-1 out there. Rangers would be probably my favorite play from the top of the board right now based on a bit of a dip in their odds.
Rangers 9-1 at DraftKings. That, you like that, 9-1.
You know, out of the favorites, I think that's the best number right now, especially with the fact that if they win tonight, they lock up home ice advantage throughout the playoffs.
Okay. Not mention the Vegas Golden Knights in any of that right there. Just want to point that out for all the Vegas folk. Jake's got that shake and that smile and like, no.
I was really on them last year. They won the cup, so.
Yeah. Jake Hahn, everybody, at JHahn4, SiriusXM NHL. Thank you, Jake. Coming back, NBA Western Conference and our straw poll next.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VEASAN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Elevate your sports betting game with VSiN's exclusive betting splits. Stay ahead with real-time market trends and track bet percentages on any matchup, then uncover the edge by comparing them to the amount of bets placed to find out where the sharp money is headed. Upgrade to VSiN Pro to access betting splits, live odds, line moves, power ratings, and in-depth game analysis. Go to VSiN.com/pro to join VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you didn't catch sharp money, here's what you missed.
Six titles for UConn in the last 25 years. Just an awesome performance. And as soon as that game started, the backcourt of Purdue, while they try, Smith and company, they're the little engine that could. They cannot hang with somebody like Stephon Castle and the rest of the crew. Castle's going to be a top five pick in this forthcoming draft, the freshman. They just can't hang. And we talked about the neutralization from Klingon and Edie. That didn't matter. You and I were talking about it earlier on the telephone. It was very clear what Dan Hurley had in mind. He can hit threes. They can get out in transition. Edie can just get those twos, get the bunny. I don't care if he gets 40 points. He had 37. He had 37, Dustin, and the rest of Purdue had 23. That's not going to beat many teams like UConn.
Sharp Money with Patrick Maher. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There might be no tougher sport to bet than the NBA, but the VSiN experts are here to help. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today to get daily best bet articles from myself, Jonathan Von Tobel, and Zachary Cohen. You'll also get NBA analytics reports and power ratings from Steve Mackinnon, as well as access to betting splits, matchup analysis, and injury reports on every NBA game. See everything VSiN has to offer on the NBA at VSiN.com/NBA. That's VSIN.com/NBA.
So, Paulie, have you had a chance to read the VSiN Daily yet?
Yeah, came in at 3 a.m. What's Bill doing up that late?
Well, rumor has it, it starts off with a 12-hour meditation session.
Then he just pours himself over film and live TV, really focusing and taking it all in. Bill's in with the biggest insiders, talking trade secrets, strategies, the whole nine, absorbing the info.
And then and only then can the writing process begin.
In Las Vegas, Bill's late night becomes your early morning. Wake up to the very latest betting insights in your inbox with the VSiN Daily. Sign up for free at vsin.com/newsletter.
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.